days, where the Braisa said the phrase, Yafa koch pshara mikoch adin, that pshara is stronger than din. So we left off at the pshat in the Taisvis. So let's begin to do the different cheetahs in Rishonim on what that phrase means in pshat. So Tosfos said the following, and the Rabbeinu Yonah made an addition, that Tosfos said that when, and he didn't say it explicitly, but he said that pshara is stronger because when you go in front of Dayanim and you say that you want it to be done the way it's regularly done. What was the phrase of Tosos? Kamosha regilin lasos. You want it to be done like it's regularly done. So Tosos says when it comes to pshara, when you do that, when you say you want it to be done as it's usually done, well, pshara is done usually with three or two. And since pshara is done with three or two, the din is halacha lemaisa, and this is what the Chiddush Anshei Shem says pshat in Os Aleph, halacha lemaisa, that once they say it's done, halacha lemaisa. And that's considered to be, the pshat is that there was a kinyan, the kinyan was made. Tosa didn't say the word kinyan, but that's the way the Rabbeinu Yonah learns. Let's get it. So when you went in front of two or three guys, you said, let's do a compromise. Let's do an arbitration. So if you make a kinyan, we want it to be done like it's regularly done. If it's done with three or done with two, it's always good. Halacha lemaisa. It's always good. Because the bottom line is, pshara is done with two or three. But, says the Chiddush Anshei Shem, which I want you to see here, Os Aleph in the Dapi Arif, it's on Aleph from the Beis, the Chiddush Anshei Shem. But when it comes to what? A din taira? What does it mean, Kamosha Regin Lassos? What does that phrase mean? How many is usually Dayanim are needed for regular din taira? Three or two? Three! And here they go in front of two. So even if you do a kinyan, two with the kinyan is bad, and you can be chozer. Two with the kinyan is bad. Even with the kinyan. Even with the kinyan lemaisa. Yeah, because they said kamosha regilin lasos.
Kinyan is
kibroi? Whatever Dayanim say, but it's a mistake here, because kamosha regilin lasos is, call it, you can call it kibroi, whatever you want to call it. They made a kinyan, which is a pledge of allegiance. I don't want to say kibbalai, because kibbalai might be, you don't necessarily need a kinyan, but we'll call it kibbalai. They did a kinyan. But here the kinyan was kamosha regilin lasos. So the kinyan was done with a false pretense. And therefore, that's why pshara is stronger than din. That's what Taisa says befeirish. Taisa says that pshara is stronger than din, that when you make a kinyan with pshara and you say kamosha regilin lasos, whatever they say goes, you want to say call that a kibbalai, that's fine. It's fine. Pishkos call it the at lamaisa, but when you make a kinyan, kamosha regilin lasos, pshara is done with three or two. So whatever the kinyan is done, finished. You can't retract. When it comes to a din taira, and you say what, and you say kamosha regilin lasos, and you go in front of dudayanim, even with the kinyan, it's bad. So that's the first shita lamaisa of Taisus with the addition of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Please get it, and the Chiddushei Anshei Shem. Because Taisus doesn't embellish and point out these nekudas about the Dekinian, also stressing that din of Kamosha Regin Lassos. So that's the first sheet of Lamaisa you have, that Taisus says that in that sense, Pshara is stronger than din. However, the Rashba that the Chiddushei Anshei Shem quotes there in Os Aleph has a different shot. And he claims, Lamaisa, and I want you to get this, he claims that in reality, it's not pshat that pshara is stronger than din. It's really not so. What it means to say is as follows, and he doesn't work with kinyanim. What he wants to say, halacha lemaisa, he doesn't work with kinyanim when it comes to a din tayr. He says the following, when you do a pshara, pshara always needs a kinyan. So since pshara always needs a kinyan, there's no difference between two and three ali. Once you do it, you're done. But a din tayr never needs a kinyan. And since a din taira never needs a kinyan, there is a difference between two and three. When you do three, it's good without a kinyan. When you do two, in order for it to be good and non-retractable, you need to have a kinyan. Okay? So that's the difference. In other words, again, what the Rashba is saying, Pinchas, is that it's not that pshara is stronger than din. Rather, it just means that Pshara needs a kinyan, so there's no difference between 3 and 2. Din Tyra doesn't need a kinyan, and therefore if you do 2 without a Din Tyra, it's retractable. If you do 3 with a Din Tyra without a kinyan, it's good. Halakhala Maisa. So you see that within Pshara, there's no difference between 3 and 2, but because Pshara always needs a kinyan, but Din Tyra, there is a difference between 2 and 3, because Din Tyra doesn't always require a kinyan, Ellie. You follow me? And there's the Rashba writes, the Gemara could have just as easily said, Yafa Koach, Din, Mipshara. In what sense? That 3 without a kinyan, what's the din? 3 without a kinyan, it sticks. 3 without a kinyan by Pshara, what's the din? It doesn't stick. Because Pshara without a kinyan doesn't stick. So the Gemara could have just as easily said that din is stronger than what? Than Pshara. And it didn't. So that's why I'm saying the Rashba really waters down greatly this statement of Yafa Koach Adin Mipshara. Because in reality, according to Rashba, it's really not so. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Chushi Anshe Shem points out in Os Aleph, we'll feed the Rashba. And the Yad Ramah writes, that we're not necessarily talking about a situation where there was a kinyan made, but the money was given over. There was a Meshichas HaKesef. The Yad Ramah, Dir Maskal Su, says there was a Meshichas HaKesef. When you need a kinyan is when there's no Mashiach yet. But if someone had a Din Torah with you, Yosef, and you gave over the money, that's as if there was a kinyan already. So you don't have to have a kinyan. So we say, Yafa Koch Pshara, Halach Lamaisa, when the money was given over, it's done. Pshara, it's done. By Din, it's not necessarily done. So the point of no return doesn't always have to be a kinyan, says the Adamah. It could be if the money's given over just as well. Okay? So that's very important, Lamaisa. I want you to get that. It's a good example, methodologically, that you have a Tysus, where Tysus did not fill in the blank. Namely, the element of the Kenyan here, and also the stressing Kamosha Regilin Lassos. In that sense, we don't have that in the Tysus either. Yes?
Can you please repeat the Yadramos chat?
The Yadramos just says when you talk about Kenyan now, it doesn't have to be talking Dafka about a Kenyan, where you make a Kenyan suitor, you know, between the two litigants. It could be if the money was given from one guy to the other, based on the Psaka Dayanim. That's also the point of no return. That's all the Yadramos points out. Okay? All right. Okay, this leads us now to Chiddush Aran. What does the Chiddush Aran say? Chiddush Aran, in Dir Maskul Yofe, points out the following. The Chiddush Aran says, you know, I'm very bothered by this, he says, by Pshara, that we could do something that is considered to be Baal Korch of the litigants. How could Pshara be Baal Korch of the litigants? Pshara, by its very essence, means where you go to the litigants, and you go to the two Dayanim and you say, we want a compromise. So the Chiddush Aran says, in what sense is this considered to be Pshara Baal Korchum? We're talking about Dinim Pshara Baal Korchum Shabal Dinim. We are? So how can you talk about Pshara that's against the will of the litigants? That's what Chiddush Aran is bothered by. What does that mean? You go to the front of the guys that are Dayanim and say, we want a compromise. They want it. How do you develop a construct, the Chiddush Aran says, a case where Pshar is going to be Baal Korch of the litigants? What does that mean? It's like an oxymoron to say that what? That Pshar is done Baal Korch. So he says like this. He says a beautiful pshat. He says, where did Shmuel comment on his din, Shnaim Shadonu Dinam Din? This is what he postulates in the first pshat of the Shura. You know what he says? The Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak says that if the two litigants cannot come up with an agreeable basin, one litigant chooses one dayan, Zavla, we've mentioned before. The other litigant chooses another dayan, and the two dayanim have been chosen, and they're supposed to choose a third dayan. Okay? Let's say those two dayanim say, forget about it. We don't want to choose a third one. We want to give you guys a psak. And what do? They turn around and they do a pshara. What do you do in that case? Halacha l'maisa. We want to turn around. They don't choose a third one. Efshir lam and shigam bepshara asu kach shekol echad barlo echad vashnayim l'rotz liver echad nosaf asu pshara. They turn around and say, you know what? We're not interested in choosing a third dayan. We're tired of you guys fighting. We're going to impose a compromise on you guys. That's what he says. And once they impose that, done. You can't retract. That's the scenario the Chiddush Aran gives of Pshara being a case of Baal Korcha. Because Shmuel's whole din of Shnayim Shasu din, Dineim din, is that scenario, Nachum, where the two guys turn around and say, we want to give you a din Torah, or we want to give you guys a compromise. That's what the Chiddush Aran says. A very beautiful, beautiful pshat, Lamais. Okay? That's one pshat that he gives. And then another pshat that he gives is the following. And that is that I'll give you another situation, he says, where the two litigants did come to a panel of two guys and they said, please give us a compromise. And the compromise is given, which happens quite a bit. Guy owes the dispute is $100,000. Okay, 50 grand. That's it. Guy walks right out of Beis Din, or they both walk right out of Beis Din, and they say, for a minute they were fine. Then they walk out of Beis Din, and they're very upset about it. They want it to be retracted. I'm sorry, it's too late. That's the other scenario of Pshara Baal Korcha. Where simply there was a Pshara given, they came willingly, they wanted these guys, the Dayanim, to give them a compromise. The compromise was given, they walk out of Beis Din, and then they say, oh, Gavalt, you know what, I'm out 50. The other guy says, I shouldn't know a penny. They come back and they say, we don't want this compromise, too late. Those are the two terutzim. I want you to get the Chiddush Aran rights that you can have Pshara Baal Korcha. It's a very important Chiddush Aran. I gave it to you inside. Number one is that he's asked, the first Nakuda is asking, how can you have Pshara Baal Korcha? It's an oxymoron. The answer is that Shmuel's old din was commenting where it was a law case. And the two dayanim were chosen, and they turn around and say, we don't want to give a third dayanim. We want to give you a din, or we're going to give you a Pshara. That's one scenario. The other scenario is, no, they came in front of two guys for a Pshara Ali, and then they said, we're not happy with that. Too tough luck, I'm sorry, we're done already. We made the Pshara, that's it, finished. That's what the Chiddush Aran says you can have what? You can have the two
guys,
cases.
The two guys both guys don't like the Pshara.
Yeah, they don't like the Psak, correct. They don't like the compromise, you know, which happens quite a bit. You have $50,000 with a guy who says, I owe 100. That's why a lot of fellows... Lamais, unfortunately, it's a bad thing nowadays, but unfortunately, a lot of guys don't respect Bate Dinim. A lot of guys don't respect Bate Dinim like they did Bismana Kamara because they think it's, you know, it's not, they just do a pshara no matter what. You know what I mean?
At the end says that there's no such thing as pshara Baal Korcha.
Right. There's no such thing as Pshara Baal Korcha in the classic case that we're imposing and compromising. You have to say one of these two scenarios that it was started. You follow me?
Right.
That's exactly what Chiron's saying. Exactly. He's bothered by that. That's why he gives these two scenarios. Otherwise, he can't have it.
At the end, he kind of negates those two cases.
Yeah, he's not comfortable with it. What was the Lashon that he says? You find the Lashon real quick. I have it right here. No?
Yeah.
He says, what's the Lashon that he says at the end? He says, what Lashon are you bothered by that he says at the end? Okay, but those are the two scenarios that he gives, Lomais. Those are the two scenarios that he gives.
Is that like the first Teret that he gave?
Yes.
Is that not Pshara Baal Korcha? Why is it not?
That is Pshara Baal Korcha, but it's not Pshara Baal Korcha that we imposed at Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin, there was nothing, you know, we just say you got to wake up one morning and come to us. There was always some allegiance.
This is last
night. Yeah, the Lashon that he says. Okay, let's read the Lashon. He says, Vala Perusha Kama Kasha, Vein Lomar Kyoshi Spasha Baladim Shiashu Pshara Benen, Bo Eil Vama Pshara Benen, Shenichon Baladim Lomar Shalo Yikablo Sa Pshara, Lefisha Ein Ruin Lepshara, The Vare Ruin Lepshara Ein, Ladin Bini Shlosha Pshara Lo, he's not comfortable with that they can retract that and say we don't want the Pshara anymore. That he's not comfortable with. Okay, but at the end of the day, you got to come up with some shot. Yeah, you're right. Johnny's point out right. He's not comfortable with it, but you got to come up with some shot. How can you have Pshara that's considered to be Baal Korcha? So therefore, how can you come up with Pshara that's considered to be Baal Korcha? He gives those two scenarios. That's what Chiddush Aran says.
Or he just changed okay. His whole premise, meaning like the reason why he had that premise that we're dealing with a case with Lo Kibulai because the din was Lo Kibulai. Why don't you throw that? Why do you need the symmetry? I don't know.
No, because the assumption is if you want to say one category is stronger than the other category, I'd be talking about the same thing, right?
Yeah, but
Yafa Koch Mipshara, he's assumed that it was Baal Korcha.
Yeah, the definition of Pshara is...
I understand, so that's why you got to stand on your head and give up shot that how could Pshara ever be Baal Korcha? So he gives you these two scenarios. But he's uncomfortable with it, like you're saying at the end. But you got to say something, because his assumption was that it was Baal Korcha. Okay, very good. So that's the first Malach I wanted you guys to get. We got the Tysus, right? Tysus Pshara with the Chiddush Anshe Hashem, with the Rabbeinu Yonah, with the Kinyan. And the second Shita was what? Was the Rajba that really, in essence, watered the whole thing down, that said that it's really not even stronger. If Gemara could have said that it didn't was stronger than Pshara, it was just Lamaisa the way the Gemara framed it. And then we have what the Yad Ramah, which was the point of no return, of you don't actually need the money given over. You don't actually need a kin, you can have the money given over. And then we have the Ran developing the scenario. In what sense is Pshara stronger? How can you have Pshara over Baal Korcha? So he gave two scenarios. There's one other pshat that I want to just mention, one of the sheet of the Turi Evan. The Turi Evan is the Shagasari Sefer on Megillah. He just says very simply, he says, I'll tell you why Pshara is stronger than Din. Because the bottom line is exactly what we were just saying. Because Pshara, you can never retract because there's no concept of Baal Korcha, of the Baal Edinim. The whole nature of Pshara is that what? That the litigants are pleading to the Dayanim, please let us make a, can you make a compromise for us? We want to have Shalom. So once you say, we're giving you Shalom, you're done. That's it. And there's the Turi Evan really speaks to the Chedusha Ran's point, John. He says, that's exactly the difference. Yofa Koch mi Pshara is that Pshara does not lend itself to Baal Korcha, and therefore whatever the arbitrators say, done, finished. You can't retract. Because by its very nature, Jacob, they're pleading to you that they want to have a compromise. So that's not retractable. Whereas by Din Torah, it is Baal Korcha. So if it is Baal Korcha, if two guys do Baal Korcha, then you could what? You could retract that and you could vacate that and you could be chosable. So that's exactly what the Turi Evan says. He says that's the difference, Yafa Koch Me Pshara, because the essence is that Pshara is not Baal Korcha. And therefore, whatever they say goes, it's not retractable. Whereas Din Torah can be forcible, can be against their will, so therefore, if two guys do it, it's chosable. Okay, that's what the Turi Evan says. The Pshat really speaks to that Nakuda that the Chiddush Aram was bothered by. Okay, let's get to the Taisus now. Okay, Judah, you want to read the Taisus? Let's read the Taisus here. You got it? Here, Eli, pass back my Gemara. Davavam and Af. Let's see the Taisus. Were you able to see the Taisus? You saw the Taisus today? Okay, let's do the Taisus. Here, you have my Gemara there? You have it on the computer? You want?
Loading right now.
Here, put it here, Ali. Pass it back to Gemara. Let's go. Let's see Vavam and Alf, the top Taisus. So what do we say in the end of the day? You got it? Okay, the end of the day, what was the Kasha? The Kasha was that Shmuel says, Shnaim Sedono Dineim, thank you. Dineim Din, yes. And what was Gemara's Kasha? You see, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds what? Shnaim Sedono? Ain't Dineim Din, because it's retractable. What's Gemara's answer? And you want to tell me the Rabbanan would argue on Shmuel Gamliel that Shmuel can hang his hat on the Tanaim that's hold like Rabbanan? The Gemara says, V'chitem Rabbanan, you want to say V'chitem Pligi Rabbanan on a Shmuel? But we said Rabbi Bo made a blanket statement. Everyone holds that Dinayim Din. What's the Gemara's answer? Gavraka, Gavraka, Ramis. Right? You can't ask on Rabbi Abo from Shmuel. Shmuel's an Amira. Rabbi Bo is an Amira. So therefore Shmuel can hang his hat. He has no problem at all. Halakha L'maaseh. Okay, Judah, let's see the Taisus. Go ahead. I can't hear you. Start, go ahead, from the top. Go ahead.
Nakshure
Chad. He doesn't know the very parshas. So what did Rashi say? You remember this? This Taisus is a good for Chazara, guys. What's a machloikis Rashi and Taisus and Gimel Amud Aleph? What a Ravacha Brei Ravika hold? Chad Nami Kasherhu. Chad Nami Kasherhu based on what Rasha Besedek Tishbo and Amisecha. Does Ravacha Brei Ravika hold Erev Parshis or not? Rashi says Ain Erev Parshis. What does Ain Erev Parshis mean? You only need three for Xelis Chabalas, not for Halva. We're talking about Halva and our Gemara. So Ravacha Brei Ravika according to Rashi holds Ain Erev Parshis. That's Shitas Rashi, right? Shittas Rashis ain't Erev Parshis. Okay? So according to Ravacha, Brei de Ravika, right? Brei de Ravika. He holds Chad Nami Kusher. Chad Nami Kusher. Rashi holds, he holds Ain Erev Parshis ain't. Does everyone got what that is? What is Ain Erev Parshis, Yaakov? The three Elohims is by Xavier Chabalos. You do not transfer that to what? You don't transfer that to Adolfo Chabalos. Meaning you only need one. One's enough. What does Tosis hold? What did Tosis say on Gimel Amud Aleph, guys? He held what? Erev Parshis Hain. Exactly. If he holds Erev Parshis Hain, then you should acquire three. What offsets it? Sedek Tishvud Amisecha. So what is Tosis saying? According to Rashi, that says what? That earlier, if you hold Sedek Tishvud Amisecha, means what? Means an Erev Parshis Hain. Tema, go ahead.
Tema, my Gemara, Bechi Tema.
Oh, what do you mean v'chitema? What does v'chitema mean? And if you want to suggest that maybe the Rabbanan argue or Shimon Gamliel, that there's some Tanaim floating out there, what are you talking about? What do you mean some? Of course there is. Anyone holds ain't Erev Parshas, ain't holds what? Holds one is enough. Why would the Gemara use the expression Eli v'chitema? Maybe there are Tanaim floating out there. Maybe there are Tanaim floating out there? It's a joke, Tosfos says. That's why it says Tema. Of course there are Tanaim that hold one. According to Rashi earlier. Rashi said it black on white, ain't Erev Parshas, ain't is Ravach HaBrivik is one. So don't give me the business of v'chitema. And maybe there are Tanaim floating out there. And if you want to say Zogin, what do you mean if you want to say Zogin? Vadai there is. That's number one, Kasha Taisis. Chlorelli, that's number one. The expression of Chitema, what do you mean, Chitema? Had Vadai, Pauli. Judy, you got me?
Yep.
Vadai, go ahead. Shnaim Shadanu le Divrei Hakol. No, Ein Zed Divrei Hakol. How can a Rebbe make a blanket statement everyone holds like this? Everyone holds like this? What are you talking about? All the Tanaim in the world hold like this? Stephen, you got me? What do you mean all the Tanaim in the whole world? We just said Ein Erev Parshas holds one. Go ahead. Because there's a sheet, the Da'ika, Leis Le'er Parshas, the Sphere Le'. Din, period. So what is Tosfos two kashas? Number one, the expression of Chitaim is very bothersome. Very bothersome. Because Vadai there are Tanaim that say one. And number two is that what are you talking about? That Rabbi Bo says L'divrei Hakol, all the Tanaim in the world, Ein Dinei Din, there's Tanaim that hold Ein Erev Parshas in, that hold one. These are two strong kashas. Okay? Because of these two kashas, go ahead, Judah, what does Tosfos say? Okay.
In the
high drasha.
The high drasha.
The Bitzedek Tishbot. The
Bitzedek Tishbot, Apilu Mehen. The Heislei Erev Parshas.
Oh, which Tosfos is this? Who's Tosfos referring to? Which Tosfos is referring to? What Lepricious Leal, which Tosfos? On Gimel Amud Aleph, where he said what? The Rav Acha Bar Yerichah holds Erev Parshas saying, and what? The Pasuk offsets it. Go ahead. Therefore what? V'hashta.
V'hashta Shmuel Rabbi.
Aliba.
Aliba Divan the Eislei Erev Parshas.
Oh, meaning they're arguing within the Tana that holds Erev Parshas. V'divrei Hakol.
V'divrei Hakol. The Amar of Bahu.
Hachi Kamar.
Hachi Kamar V'divrei Hakol. The Eislei Erev Parshas.
Shnaim Shadonu. Excellent. What does Tosfos say? So Tosfos argues on Rashi. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that what? Beautiful Pshat, he says. What does he say? That we're going like the Ma'aser Mos Erev Parshas saying. If we're going like the Ma'aser Mos Erev Parshas saying, then what? Then what do you say? Then what do you say? That both Reb Shmuel and Reb Abo are arguing according to that Mandamar. And Rabbi Abo said, Hachi Kamer, what do you mean, Divrei Hakol? He meant everyone who subscribes to the theory of Erev Parshas holds, Shnaim Shadanu Ein Dineim Din. Done. Shmuel doesn't have the drasha of Sedek Tishbon HaMisech. Remember we said that? Rav Acha Breder, Shmuel Lomaisa doesn't have that. I mean, Rabbi Abo doesn't have that drasha. Rav Acha Breder and Shmuel have that drasha. They don't have that drasha. Remember we said, sure, how would they deal with the Pasuk? Just Pshuto Shemikra. Any dying should be a good guy. Sedek Tishbon HaMisech. If you're one of three Dayanim, be a good guy. That's all it means. Doesn't mean one guy's good. We had a whole Nesivus, if you remember. Okay, maybe if we have time later, we'll chazer that over. And we had a whole Nesivus. Remember we said, because the Gemara never said, what do they do with the Pasuk? The Nesivus had a whole fancy shot. But that's definitely against Tosfos. The Nesivus is definitely against the Tosfos. Tosfos is clearly saying, Judah, that what? What does it mean when it says, L'divrei Hakol? What does L'divrei Hakol mean? All the time that subscribe to what theory? Erev? Erev Parshas. And therefore, Shnaim Shadanu ain't the name did. So how does Tosfos try to answer his own two kashas? What was the two kashas, Ellie? What was the second kasha of Tosfos? How can you say L'divrei Hakol? They're telling him that's all ain't Erev Parshas. The Gemara is going according to my number and says what? Erev Parshas. How do you answer the first kasha? V'chitema. V'chitema. What do you say when it says V'chitema?
When you hold Erev Parshas.
There's v'chitema. Maybe there's a possibility that everyone doesn't subscribe to what? Erev Parshas, right? It's not a vadai, because we're talking within that mandamer, right? We're talking within the modern rules of parshas. That's why the chitema. Maybe there are other tanaim. Don't subscribe to that theory. Okay? But if you're coming from the perspective that you're an Erev Parshas man, that this whole sugya is Erev Parshas, then the Gemara is beautiful. The V'chitem is maybe someone doesn't subscribe to that. And when it says L'divri Hakol, means all, everyone who subscribes to Erev Parshas holds that two is bad. You always got to check that. We always stress that, guys. Tosfos has Akash on Rashi. He gives his own shot. You got to say how his shot now would not be difficult with the Akashas that he asked on Rashi. So that's clear. Okay? Inami, second shot. Go ahead.
Wait, but Judah. The Machlok between Shmuel and Rabbi Abbo is whether or not Erev Parshas is going to trump Tzadik Tishbe.
The Machlokus Halacha Lamaisa between Shmuel and Rabbi Abbo is that everyone's Erev Parshas. The question is, do you have a drush of Tzadik Tishbe Namisach? Rabbi Abbo does not. Shmuel does. Okay? Rabbi Abbo does not. Therefore, you always require three. Shmuel has it, like Shmuel and Rabbi Abbo and Rabbi Abbo. And Tosfos L'shitaso. That what? From Ham and Beis, we learned yesterday that two and one are the same, right? Shmuel, Rachariko holds like Shmuel. That's like Lushitasa, Ham and Beis, score like that. Okay? Go ahead, Judy. You're doing a great job. Inami, second shot, let's go. Inami's a second teretz.
No, wait, just a question on that. It just sounds weird just because we learned Shmuel as two hadyotos. So now you're saying Shmuel learns Air Parches and Tzadik Tishbe, and he's going to say, oh, two's good. By Hedyotos, that's just a little weird, no?
Tzedek Tishbon HaMisech offsets that whole thing.
No, but I thought Tzedek meant Munchen.
No, it's Tzedek. That's a Machlek Yishayim we said. Poshup Shad and Tysis is, it means a Hedyot. It offsets the whole thing. It's up Gefreg the whole thing. Tzedek Tishbon HaMisech is all you need is one. The Rabbi Rebbe Chananel said, like you, that the one guy has to be a Samach.
One guy has to be a Samach.
When Rabbi Rebbe Chananel. Poshup Shad and Tysis means a Hedyot.
That was also the Nesiv's
shot. Tosfos seems to be against the Nesiv. Nesiv is a fancy shot. The Nesiv's shot was exactly that. Right. The Rav Acha Rebbe held one was kosher. Rav held one is the Samuch.
Right.
Rav and Rebbe had the drasha. But you see clearer that Tosfos held that Rebbe Avot did not have the drasha.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. The Nesiv is against Tosfos, John. You follow me? You guys remember the Nesiv's shot? Let's say over the Nesiv's shot real quickly. What was the Nesiv's shot again? You remember?
Why
did the Gemara deal with the Pasuk Tzedek Tishbon HaMisech according to Rav Rebbe Avol? So he says, you know what? They hold of it. Ben, you remember? They hold of it. But what's the difference between the two? Rav Acha Rebika says the one doesn't have to be a Samach. Rav holds the one has to be a Samach. You follow me? So I'm saying Tosfos clearly holds that that's wrong. Tosfos holds that's clearly wrong, Lamaisa, because Tosfos says that Rav Avol doesn't have that drasha of Tzedek Tishbon HaMisech. He doesn't have that drush at all. Nothing at all. Nothing doing. So he doesn't have that drush at all. So it's considered to be what? It's considered to be mamish, ramish wrong. Okay, let's go. Inami. Go ahead, Judah. Inami, second shot. So what's he saying? Even if you hold Erev Parshas, you're saying, and therefore what? Even if you hold Erev Parshas, I'm sorry, even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas saying, Laisley, yes? Even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas saying, which should tell me one is good, what does Shmuel say? What does Rebbe Bal say? Nochem, that two is not good. Why is two not good? Because of why? Because of Mishpat Echad Yelachem. What's Mishpat Echad Yelachem equate? What does Mishpat Echad Yelachem equate? Usually, but in this context, Tosfos brought up that it equates what? Zeis Chabalos to what? Odos Vavos. So just like Zeis Chabalos requires what? Three. So to Odos Vavos required as well. So that's what he means. Read that Inami again. Inami. Excellent. Now what does it mean to the priest Lel? Which Tos is referring to? The big Tos on Bezim and Beis. He's referring to the big Tos on Bezim and Beis. This is a Bekiyus in the Tosim. He's referring to the Tos on Bezim and Beis. Divrei Hakol. Tosfos had a possibility that a Mishpat Echad Yelachem equated what? Gzeres Chavos to Odos Vavos. If you equate the two, what comes out? Shnayim Shedanu, Ein Dinam Din. So therefore he says there's another pshat why. Ubraisa, go ahead. So he says, even according to Ma'anam Rolz, Ein Erev Parshas. So therefore, what's the Nekuda between the 2 days in Tosfos? Let's finish up the Lashon HaTosfos. Go ahead. Ubraisa. Where's that, guys? Where's that Brisa? Ham and Aleph, right? That Brisa is now Ham and Aleph. What is that sheet? Go ahead. Svara Nami Shapir.
Shavir. The Ain Dinam Din the Pirish Lael.
What do you mean? How could Yochid Mumcha be good and he could all snipe? He all snipes in the Ain Dinam Din. You guys tell me what a Tosei and Ham and Aleph? The whole thing is what? Takanas Chachamim. I mean, not Torah, it's bad, but it's only the Takanas Chachamim. So you might have said, beautiful Chasar this Tais. It's Chasar Bezim and Bez. Hey, it's a Ham and Aleph. Gimel and Aleph. So at the end of the day, okay, what emerges? Tosus has 2 days as to whether what? What are the 2 days in Tisus? What is our Gemara going like? According to Manda Rabbi Abo, who's it going according to the first day in Tisus? The whole Gemara is going according to what? This Sugya is Erev Parshas Hay. Yes? Divya Hakam means all those who subscribe to the theory of Erev Parshas Hay. That's it, done. That's the first day in Tisus. So let's get that down. Day Rishona, the whole Sugya is what? Day Rishona of Tisus. Is what? Is Erev Parshas. The whole Sugya is Erev Parshas. What's the second day of say? What's difficult with that? Why are you uncomfortable with that? I mean, the Gemara never said it, right? So maybe that's what motivated Tosos to say a second shot. What's the day of Shnia of Tosos? The day of Shnia is even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas, but you go with the Skiddush of what? Mishpat Echad. Now, as you mentioned, Pinchas, Tosos really wasn't, Tosos had a day on Beis Meis, wasn't comfortable with that. Because the uses of Mishpat Echad Lechem is only to what? Is to compare moments to what? To Nefashot, the Fashot moments, but not within moments. You remember that? Remember Tosos had a day that he wasn't comfortable with that. So that might be the difficulty with the second day. But if you hold any Erev Parshas, you're saying, you still can say Mishpat Echad Yelachem. So therefore, the Gemara says beautifully, answer the two kashas that Tosos asked on Rashi. What was the two kashas? V'chitema. Yeah, if you hold any of parshas, you're saying, maybe I don't hold to that drush mishpat echachem. It's possible. There's definitely shita's time possibly out there. And the divrei hakol means what? According to Rabbi Abba's personal opinion, anyone who subscribes to the theory of erev parshas saying, anyone who subscribes to the theory, rather, of ein erev parshas saying, also holds a mishpat echachem, and if rashtam shadanu, ein dinam din. So those are the two pshatim according to Tosfos. What's a little bit difficult with the first shot is that the Gemara never said it's Mamish Erev Parshas. What's a little bit difficult with the second shot is they have to assume Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Tosfos already had said that this usage of Mishpat Echad Yelachem is not right. You can only use it from Mamish to Fash, to Fash to Mamish. But you can't use it within what? Xenos Chabalos told Dos Vavos. See, when you do a Tosfos, you got to try to think to yourself, what's the weakness of each Teretz, which led him to come up with the other Teretz. So that's what we're pointing out here with this two Terutzim. But what are we left with now? We never are never comfortable with leaving what? With leaving what? Rashi what? Hanging. We don't want to leave Rashi hanging. We don't want to leave Rashi hanging. So, Lamaisa, let's give an attempt to try to answer up Rashi, okay? What's the attempt to try to answer up Rashi? Because Lamaisa, we had the two kashas in Rashi. So first of all, I want to just point out right off the bat, That second kasha we can answer right away. How you tell me? You guys tell me. How can we answer that second kasha right away? What do you say? What was the second kasha? How can you say l'divrei hakol? Yes. How can you say l'divrei hakol? Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
We said Rabbi Yo just goes like one of the brises.
Right? But what did Rashi say himself? We pointed out earlier on Bezim and Beis. What did Rashi say himself? What l'divrei hakol meant on Bezim and Beis? He meant according to Tanaim that speak about pshara. Reb Meir and the Chachamim in the Sugya of Pshara when we get to it, Bez Hashem. He wasn't saying all the Tanaim in the world. He was just referring to the Tanaim on Vav and Av that discuss Pshara. Reb Meir and the Chachamim that discuss Pshara, Lamaisa, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be those Tanaim. Don't accept Shnayim Shadon Adin. Doesn't mean to say that there are no Tanaim in the world that don't hold two are good. It's possible, Allah Lamaisa, that they hold that two are good, other Tanaim. So that we can answer right away. The halacha lamaisa. That's what the Sanhedrin Tana points out.
What does Reb Meir hold?
Reb Meir and the Chachamim Pshara, the Vavam and Af, which we didn't get up to yet. That's what it was referring to. They might have an machlokes about Pshara, but they both agree you need three by din. Okay, those two Tanaim say you need three by din. But there might be other Tanaim, there might be other Tanaim that are what? There might be other Tanaim that are considered to be what? Considered to be two is fine, not a problem. He wasn't referring to all the Tanaim in the world. Divrei Hakol meant Reb Meir and the Chachamim, that's it. And Vav and Av, who argue about whether how many need for Pshara. But for Din, they both agree three. Okay, that's Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The other Tanaim might say two's fine. So that the Sanhedrin Ketanah and the Binyan Shlomo answer right off the bat. The problem is, though, How are we going to answer the first kasha? Vivichitayman. So, Lamaisa the Maram Shif points out, let's get this. The Maram Shif points out the following Kiddush. Okay? The Maram Shif points out that, and the Sanhedrin Ketana point out, and we learned this yesterday, I want you to get this, is that when Shmuel says Shnayim Shadanu Dinayim Din, what does that mean? Shnayim Shadanu Dinayim Din. Is it like Tosos 2 Lav Dafka 1? That's who Shita? That's Tosos. Remember we built up yesterday, Rashi holds what? Dafka 2 is good, 1 is bad. Why is that? Because the Chachamim Lamaisa, and this is what Rashi wants to say, even according to Maran Moses, he holds Ein Erev Parshas Ein. He can hold B'dievet, Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din. Because the Chacham Asu Chizik L'Divrei Yosu Mishal Torah. And therefore, even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas Ein, that's on a level the Araisa one is good enough. But Min Rabbani need three. Min Rabbani need three. And that's what Rabbi Abo meant. Rabbi Abo meant, when I say Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din L'Divrei Hakol, I mean everybody. Even according to the Maan Amar holds Ein Erev Parshas Ein, Min Rabbanim, you still need three. Min Rabbanim, you still need three. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din. That's what Rashi would say. That's Rashi's answer. That's Rashi's answer. And according to Rashi, even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas Ein, it is possible to say that Min Rabbanim, we require three, and even what? Even two wouldn't be good. And that's what the bowl means. He says the Gemara is going according to Maan Amar Ein Erev Parshas. Absolutely like Rashi. Rashi is the first one who will tell you that I hold that what Shnayim, Shadanu Dinayim Din, and Rav Acha Rav Yehuda Shmuel and Rav Acha Rav Yehuda hold Ein Erev Parshas. He said in Gimel Manaf. But even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas, Saint John, let's get it down. Even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas, Saint Midrabanan, you still need three. So Midrabanan, if you still need three, that's where Rebbe Bo says, I'm so confident. Shnayim, Shadanu, Ledivrei Hakol, Ein Dinayim Din. I'm so confident about that. Because all the Tanoim will say that you need three Midrabanan.
Why don't we say Rashi?
Wait, does everyone you got that, Ben? You follow what I'm saying? Shnayim Shadanu L'Divrei Hakol Ein Dinayim Din, because Midrabanan, you need three. Midrabanan, you need three. The Chum Asu Chizik L'Divrei and Yosu Mishal Taira.
Not even Midrabanan, Midoraisa.
No, Midrabanan. Ein Erev Parshas, according to Rashi. Again, Ein Erev Parshas holds what? According to Rashi. Ein Erev Parshas 1. Said it Tishmona Misecha, right? That's Rashi.
I'm saying we saved Rashi on Gimel Alav with when he said maybe he'll just say Mishpatecha.
No, that's how we say why you need the pasuk. But that's why we say need the pasuk. Don't get confused, John. We said if you hold Ein Erev Parshas, you need one. Then we say why you need the pasuk. So we said maybe to stave off Mishpatecha Yelachem. That's a different point. What I'm just saying is that Minat Torah, all you need is one. Min Rabbanan, they said you need three. Because the Chum Asu Chizik L'Divrei Yosu Mishal Torah. And therefore, when Rabbi Abo said, even if you hold Ein Erev Parshas Ein, L'Divrei Hakol Ein Shneim Dinei Din. Because Min Rabbanan, you need three. He's talking on a Rabbanan level. So Rashi will say, don't bother me. I hold Ein Erev Parshas Ein. If I hold Ein Erev Parshas Ein, L'maisa, so Taisa says, what do you mean Chitema? It's Vadai. And how can you say L'Divrei Hakol? Of course I can say that. Why? Because my whole Kiddush is, as I'm saying with the Rabbanon, no one subscribes to saying Shnayim Shadanu Dinayim Din. That's what the Maram Shif and the Sanhedrin Ketana want to say. On a level with the Rabbanon, there's a need to have three. That's what Rabbi Abo is insisting on. If you say like that, okay, so then you can say this whole Gemara can be according to Maan Damar, Ein Erev Parshas Ein, not a problem. You don't have to say that.
So then what do you do with them? Does Rashi learn Mishpat
Echad
or no?
We said that. Tzedek Tishpat HaMisecha offsets Mishpat. That's on a level of the Araisa, though. That's how we gave our answer in Gimel and Aleph. Rashi needed the Pusik to offset Mishpat Echad Yelachem. That's all.
So
but you're on a level of the Araisa, all you need is one. Min Rabbanan, though, they want to make a Chizuk. And the Chizuk was you need to have three. And that's what the Gemara's been stopping. Is there anyone who's holy on Rashi Gamliel and this Nakuda? Maybe there is. Maybe they said one's enough, Min Rabbanan. The Rebbe says Chas V'Shalom. No one says that. Everyone insists you need three Midrabanan. Yeah? You following me? That's the Pshat, Lamaisa. That's what we want to add on to Pshat. That's what the Sanhedrin Ketana wants to say. Midrabanan, you need it. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Midrabanan, you need it. Halacha Lamaisa, three. Now, I wanted you to see the Taisa.
It's so schwer, because like every time we say like you learn Eir Parshios, oh, there's Kamas Rabbanan.
Okay, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush.
You learn Eir Parshios.
I don't know if we say it's schwer. It's just it's a Chiddush.
Then there's Kamas Rabbanan that we
take. He meant to say Ledivri Hakol. He meant on a practical level. That's what he's saying. Okay, that's what they're both saying. Now, what did the Taisa Rush add on in Taisus in his Kashas? What did the Taisa Rush add on in his Kashas? The Taisa Rush added on. He says Rashi himself said the Bryce is what. What did Toysa Rosh add on in the Kashas of Toysus? How did Rashi learn up Hayam at Aleph? Munkul Rabin Dana Filu Chidi. What did Rashi say?
Ain't
Eir Parshis. There's a Beferish of Brysa. There's a Beferish of Brysa that's called the Kanav Shum Gamliel. Toysa Rosh adds on. How can you tell me what? Lamai said, you don't need, there's no Tanoim. Of course there's Tanoim. The way Rashi learned himself, Hayam at Aleph, there's a Brysa. Explicit Bryce.
Tosfos on the daf and asked that question.
Yeah, the Tosfos. Yeah, I'm saying the Tosfos Rush adds on to our Tosfos on Daf Vav.
Right.
He adds on to that kasha. We already had that on Tosfos and Ham and Aleph. No.
Yeah.
So the Tosfos Rush adds that on.
What's the question?
He just adds on to the kasha Tosfos. What do you mean? There's no Tanoim. There's maybe Tanoim that flow. Of course, there's a Tana. Rashi, you yourself said Dana Filu Yichidi was a Tana that learned Ein Eir Parshis. One is enough. Tosfos Lashitas learned Ham and Aleph, Dana Filichi was only the Rabbanon, like he says at the end of our Tosfos, right? But how did Rashi learn Ham and Aleph, the Brisa, that it's the Mandam Ein Eir Parshis? So there's a Beferish Shatana that says one is good. What do you mean, Chitame of the Rabbanon argument, Shugul? The way you yourself, Rashi, learned is a Brisa that says it, that one is enough. So don't tell me Chitame, he just adds that on to Taisa Rush. It's a beautiful point. Like, well, Tosfos already pointed it out here. No, on Ham and Aleph, I think. But we're just adding it. Taisa Rush says it right here. In the Tanoim. Okay. And also the Nakuda I want you to get of the Marashot. What did the Marashot point out at the end of the Taisus? According to the Teretz Lamaisa, the Marashot says, even according to the Mandamar that says, Ein Eir Parshis, saying one could judge, but our Gemara is going explicitly according to the Mandamar. Marashot just points it out. Before we get to the second Teretz, we wrote it on the board. The Marashot just writes that the whole Gemara is going according to Mandamar, Ein Eir Parshis, saying. Marashot just speaks that out. That's what Taisa says, Beferish. But the Marashot just speaks it out that the Gemara Lamaisa is going like the Mandomer that says, Erev Parshias, Inachanami, Ein Eir Parshias, one would be enough, but we're not going like that Mandomer. So that's how the Marashot speaks out. Okay, so we have Lamaisa, we said two Terutzim for Rashi. The first one was just answering the second Kasha, that of course all the Tanakh was referring to the Remer and the Chumim by Pshara. And the other Teretz was saying for the Maram Shifna, said, Ektane, which is on a level of the Rabbana, and Johnny's pointing out it's a Chiddush. No doubt it is a Chiddush, but that's what he's suggesting. I want to just, one more Teretz from the Binyan Shlomo, amazing. From Shlomo of Vilna. He says an amazing Teretz. The Binyan Shlomo writes, amazing. He says, even according to the Mandamer, Ein Eir Parshis saying, there's a drusha lifneim lo lifnei hadyotos. What does that mean, lifneim lo lifnei hadyotos? You need mumchim, right? It needs to mean mumchim. If you need mumchim, Tzedek Tishbo tells me one mumchim is good. One lamaisa, one or two hadyotos are bad. And that would be possible in Bidiyavid. So I mean, at Tari you need a mumchim. So the Gemara is saying, we never found, even according to the Mandamar, any Eir Parshis saying, Shnayim Shadano Dineim Din that are hadyotos. It's kind of like what you were saying before, a little bit hinting to, Johnny. Rabbi Abo says L'divri Hakol. What does L'divri Hakol mean? Yeah, in other words, the Binyan Shlomo saying like we're like the, even though we were uncomfortable with this, but when Rav Acha Bar Yehuda says Yochin Mumcha is good or says Achara Namei Kosher, we said Rama Rebbeinu Chanal said what? He needs Smicha. He wants to say Rashi says the same thing. Even though Rashi and Gimel Alf, we thought maybe he didn't say that. We just said
Rashi's
he was. Yeah, Rashi said Gummer over there. Remember we were Medayik?
Yeah.
We were Pilplin over there. Rashi says he just you're a Gummer. He never said that you were a Wamish a Samuch. But he wants to say you have to you need a Samuch. So Chad Nami Samuchu. So when Rabbi Abo said, Shnaim Shadonu Ein Divrei Adin LeDivrei Hakol, even according to the Mandamar Ein Eir Parshis, because Shnaim Shadonu Ein Divrei Adin is what? He's referring to Hedyotos. He's referring to Hedyotos. Shnaim Shadonu Ein Divrei Adin is referring to Hedyotos. So therefore, since he's referring to Hedyotos, that's all Allah. Allah is referring to Hedyotos, and that's the din. So we see Beferish Lamaisa, that's not a problem at all. So the Baal means L'divi Hakol and Rashi, even according to any other part of it. Because Rashi, when he said Chanami Kosheru, meant a Samuch. And therefore you're going to have to say Hamad Alf also is a Samuch too. Right? Mumchal Rab, Dana Filu Yechidi is a Samuch too. Okay. That's a different teretz lomaisa. That's a different teretz that we have lomaisa for Shitas Rashi. Okay, good. Very good. So we have this sugya. Okay, let's go a little bit vayta now in the Gemara, and then I want to speak a little bit the end of Shir about the validity of Thanksgiving. Okay, of observing Thanksgiving. Okay, let's see a little bit now vayta in the Gemara. Go ahead, Judah. Let's see. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Esve. I'm sorry. Gufa. Let's see. Yeah, the third line there. Gufa Rabbi Abba stated lamaisa before Rabbi Abba. You got it? Okay, so you want to, Jeremy, you want to read? Go ahead, Gufa. Let's see the Gemara. Gufa. Yeah. You got it now, Judah? Okay, all right. So you, Jeremy, you do the second half. Go ahead. Gufa was stated above. Go ahead. Oh, we learned earlier that both said Shnaim Shadun Yimonos, according to everyone, the name ain't the name did. Yeah? Esve, go ahead. Excellent. So what's Akasha? Where is this Mishnah? Chayrus, excellent. It says that a person that judges on his own is not good. Look what it says here in the Mishnah. Mishnah says it is good. You just have to pay out of your own pocket. If you made a mistake, you're mezaka the chay is a zakai. Timis ator v'tiris atome. What's good is good. You have to pay out of your own pocket. So it's a great kasha. Now let me ask you a question, Lamaisa. What's the issue of timis ator? What's the case over there? So the case over there is you were matire certain what? Peiris. And they really were tome peiris. And you stick them in a barrel with the other fruits of the Torah. By them touching those, they become tome. So you messed the guy up. So you're going to have to pay. That's what the Tosis says. I want you to get on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. He says, what's the scenario of Tumen Tara? That's the scenario. The scenario is the Chacham Paskin that these fruits were Tahara. You thought they were Tahara. You put them in a barrel of other fruits of Tahara. They turned out that they were Tame. Now you messed up the whole barrel. It's a terrible thing. Halacha L'maisa. Right? So you're in the time of the Paris, and you're Ochachum and Matara. Now you can't eat the thing. Now they're wasted. So therefore, that's the scenario where you got to pay. But the din is a din. The din is a good din. So you see, Beferi Shlomo is a kasha and a bowl. So it's a kasha. Go ahead. Excellent. There was a Kabbalah. So if it was a Kabbalah, it was considered to be what? It's considered to be good. Go ahead. Frek the Gemara. Why do you have to dish out money from your pocket if it was a Kabbalah? Whatever you say goes. They should have done that. What's the Gemara's answer? Din Torah. It wasn't that everything you said goes. Where a makabel, you should get it right. You get it wrong, the din is good, it's not vacated, but you got to pay. Go ahead. Amalei. Would you make a mistake in? What's the nature of the mistake? Go ahead. If you were against the Beferisha Mishnah, or a Beferisha Gemara, it doesn't have to be Dafka Mishnah, but your Beferisha din in Shas. The whole din is vacated. So how can you tell me the din sticks? So that wasn't the Tos. Ella
is the Tavish Shikul Adat.
Excellent. You made a mistake in what? Seichel. Hechidami.
Hechidami Shikul Adat.
What is the example of Shikul Adat?
Amar Rav Chabak, you're going to trade tonight the Tri Amorai, the Pligi Adadi. Lo Yitmar Helchot Alo Kamar Velo Kamar. The Sogin Dama Alib Dechad Minayu. Be'azal Iyu Be'avad Kidah. Hainu Shikul Adat.
Excellent. So what does it mean? You have two Tanoim arguing, two Amoroim arguing, and the sugya never said how to paskin, but the mahalach of the sugya points in one direction, and you go ahead and do the other direction. That's shikul adas. So the din sticks, but you got to pay out of your own pocket. Now, I want you to note this. What does this mean that the sugya, what the mahalach of the sugya? So let's just point this out. Very interesting. Halacha l'maisa. Okay. Rashi says, and Dibramaskil, Lamed Gimelav Dibramaskil Sugyan, that Rov Dayanim said like one Tana, or one Amora, and this guy goes in and Paskas like the other Tana and the other Amora. I mean, come on. That's what Rashi says on Lamed Gimelav Aleph. Okay? Rov Dayanim, Oladari Dayus have held like one Tana, and you turn around and go like the other Tana, or the other Amora. Rov Tanoim have going like one Tana, one Amora. You have the audacity to go like that. That's Shikul Adas.
But I thought you didn't know.
What'd you say?
I thought you didn't know.
No, you knew. You knew, Lamaisa. Even if you didn't know, Lamaisa, it's still wrong.
I
Both.
If he
both.
Didn't know, it would be,
it's both, Lamais. Both. We assume Lamais, it's both. No, it doesn't make a difference whether he knows or doesn't know. The bottom line is that what? He goes against the Psak. Halacha Lamais. It's not against the Mishnah.
So then why would he turn around and change it if he knew that?
What do you mean turn around and change it? Mishnah says he doesn't turn around and change it. It's good. Masha asu asui, mishal nibeso. He doesn't change it, it's chal. Halacha Lamaisa. So the Rosh and the Tur, the Shach points out, the Shach is in Simon Chafei, Sifkat, and Zion, that this also applies on Machlokas amongst the Poskim. Doesn't have to be just in Shas, Eli. If Rov Dayanim always follow one sheet in the Poskim, and this Dayan turns around and goes like the minority opinion that no one follows, same Halacha. It's not limited just to Shas. We're going to get to Lama Gimel Amar Aleph. The different three sheetahs in the Gemara, if we get to it today, about what the din is. But I'm just saying that the Gemara by us presents it as being a machlokas in Tanoin and Amoraim, and the approach is like one Tana or one Amor, and this Dayan goes like against that. The Shach just point out from the Rosh and the Tur that this applies also in the Poskim. Let's say everyone holds like the Rambam, and then this fellow turns around and holds like one or the other Rishonim. Same thing applies to Lacha Lamaisa. And if you look, Lomaisen, the Shach points out on the Rambam, the Rambam is in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, Shnispashit b'chol Yisrael lifsok halacha v'machok kizu k'deas. Echad atanoim omroim, v'adayin lo yodam izeh, like you said, Pinchas, u'posik edas atana omroim shekeneged. It's even if he doesn't know. The bottom line is he made a mistake in Pesach. And the Shach writes, Huadin ima medina sha'adayin darba pashto halacha k'deas echad me'aposkul. Everyone in America is holding like Ramosha on this Nakuda. Then someone else, Paskins in America, like another posek, against Rav Moshe. That's also considered bitoa v'shikol adas, halacha lemaisa. Now, what does it mean, sugya d'alma? What does sugya d'alma mean? What does sugya d'alma mean? So, sugya d'alma means the mahalach and the sugya. And the Rif and the Rosh say, a lot of times the Gemara will go with one opinion. Ask kashas on that opinion, give terutzim, ask kashas, give terutzim, and it doesn't touch the other opinion. The fact that Gemara deals with one opinion, that's what it means, sugya d'alma. You follow me? That's what I wanted to bring out. In the Shach of the Tari, a lot of times you'll have one Gemara that will focus on one day, ask kashas, give terutzim, kashas, terutzim, and won't touch the other day. The fact that it's spending so much time on one day, so sugya d'alma is like that one sheet. The Rashba points out in the Tshuvas, a lot of times in Shas we find the Gemara does ask according to an opinion that we don't paskin like, right? The Rashba in the Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Elif Lamin, points that out. He says that's not a problem. He says, even though we find many sugars of the Gemara asks from Mandamra that we don't paskin like lahalacha, that's only enzel b'mokh shemuchah came in sugars of Gemara. Ulam b'stam ain lo shem agar makshav divitano or amora shalacha ain kamosu. In other words, the Gemara in a Chanami, there are times in Shas where the Gemara will ask from an opinion we don't paskin like. That's not a problem. That's not a problem, Lamais. But the truth of the matter is, that's because the Gemara, what, is focusing on that one day. That there's a reason why it's focusing on that one day. But Stam, if you have a regular sugya, and that regular sugya has two opinions, and one opinion just focusing on kasha teretz, kasha teretz, and then sugya, that shows that they're holding like that sugya. But don't get me wrong. Don't tell me that the Gemara never, what, asks from sheetahs we don't pass. Of course it does sometimes. But Lamaisa, when you have a regular sugya with two sheetahs and only one opinion, the Gemara spends time on that, that's clearly Gemara's passing that. That's what it means, sugya d'alma. Okay? That's what we mean when it says sugya d'alma. Okay. Now, Pinchas brought up, and I want you guys to get this. It's a whole long discussion, but we're not going to get so involved in it. But I do want you to know the three sheetahs. I do want you to know the three sheetahs. Let's turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? Let's turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? There are three sheetahs in the Gemara here. Okay? On Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And I just want you to know the three terutzim, okay? Take a look at the top of Lama Gimelav, Jeremy. Take a look, okay? The Mishnah says, the second line from the top, Dini Mamanus Machzirin. Go ahead. What does Dini Mamanus Machzirin mean? That if a person makes a mistake in a financial matter, we're what? We revoke the din. We can revocate the din. On the top of Lama Gimelav, Feli. Second line. Yeah, go ahead. Riminayu. What's the kasha? Oh, it's the same Mishnah. Same Mishnah. What do you mean, machzira? We vacate the din if there's a mistake, Stephen. What does it say in the Mishnah Mechayris? What does it say in the Mishnah Mechayris? It says what? It says the din sticks. You just have to pay the money out of your pocket if you're a dying and you made a mistake, right? The din sticks. So it's a stira. Our Gemara in the Mishnah says here in the beginning of the fourth parak Matzirin. So we got a stira. So there are three answers to this kasha. This is what I want you to get down. Because it sheds light on our Mishnah. Go ahead. Rav Yosef. Oh, what does that mean? Well, one second. Abumcha means what? Expert. An expert can vacate the din. Because we have trust in him that he made a mistake and he says the second time is right. But the Mishnah Bechor is talking about a what? An ain't a mumcha. That's why the din sticks and he's got to pay out of his pocket. So please get that down in your notes. That is Rav Yosef's answer to the Mishnah Bechor's. That the Mishnah Bechor is talking about ain't a mumcha. Skip a little bit down. Yeah, no, Rav Sheshes. Go to Rav Sheshes. Skip a little bit down. It's four lines from there, I think, guys. Yeah. Rav Sheshes, Amar. Ah, there it is. Right. Go ahead. Damar Vasi. Ain't no closer. There it is. So when is it reverted? When you pass going to get some Mishnah. When is it not reverted and it sticks? You got to pay out of your pocket. When it's Shikol Adas. That's the answer of who? Get down in your notes. No, that was Rav Sheshes. First was Rav Yosef. Second is Rav Sheshes. Yes?
Yeah.
Third Teretz. Go all the way to the bottom. It's the sixth wide line. Rav Chistomar. Go ahead. Rav Chistomar, the sixth wide line. Okay. The end of the line, it says Rav Chistomar. You got it? Sixth wide line. Rav Chistomar. Yeah, go ahead. Lamed Gimel went after. You got it?
No.
Sixth. I think it's the sixth. Yeah, Rav Chistomar. Got it here? Rav Chistomar. This is weird. Rav Chistomar. Where is it? Hard to see it back.
All the way to the bottom.
Yeah, Rav Chistomar. There it is. Yeah. Go ahead. There it is. What's the answer? When the dying took the money out of one guy and gave it to the other guy. When he took the money and gave it out of the other guy, right? So what does that mean? So what does it mean, Masha Aso Asui? What's done is done is when what? When he already took the money out of X and gave it to Y, then you got to pay out of your own pocket. But if he didn't do that yet, just what? Just revert the din. So if I ask you, give me the three Amoroim that comment on this Mishnah Mechiris. What is the Mishnah talking about? It's either talking about someone that is what? Not a mumcha, like Rav Yosef. Or it's talking about someone that what? That made a mistake, b'shikla das, like Rav Sheshes. Or it's talking about someone that what? That took the money out of X and gave it to Y, and that's why it's done already. And that's why you have to pay out of your own what? That's why you have to pay out of your own pocket. Okay, so there are three different Amoroim, how to touch this Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? And our Gemara says that we're dealing with a situation of someone that what had Kabbalah. If he had a Kabbalah, then what do you have to pay it all for? So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is Daita Ladin Torah. And the mistake was Toa Bidvar Mishnah. Now, there is an akuda that we got to get to, and then we're going to start, we got to talk about Thanksgiving, okay? I just want to read this Rashi here by us, Jeremy. What does Rashi say by us? Take a look at Rashi here in Vav Amud Aleph, okay? When you made the mistake, what exactly happened, okay? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, you see the Rashi there? Rashi says the following, it's a tremendous chiddush here though, but we have to see what does Rashi mean when he says, Dibravasku Vesugyan. Go ahead. Read Vesugyan. Yeah. So you see, guys, look at the Rashi Vesugyan. Go ahead. Sugyan Baalma.
Vesugyan Baalma.
I mean, the Mahalach of the Sugya seems like one Shita. Go ahead. And he went like the other one. Therefore what? It's not a good din. It's not a good din, but the din sticks. It doesn't vacate. Dina lohadar means it doesn't vacate. Go ahead, Vekavin. Oh. Since it said we didn't paskin, which way? The Baal Din that mentions Lo Baal Shum doesn't want to pay. Damarlei.
Damarlei Pasakto Yu Ladine.
You Paskin Ladine, right? Umiyu.
Umiyu Yu Baal Shumay Kevan Desugin De Amakinda.
Right. So in other words, let's say the situation is the dying paskin, you don't have to pay. And then he says, oh, I think I made a mistake. The guy says, I'm tough luck, I'm sorry. If you made a mistake, you pay out of your own pocket. I'm not paying a penny. You're already paskin enough to pay. Right? That's what Rashi's saying. You dying should pay. Don't make me pay. You already left me off the hook. Right? That's what he means when he says, the high bal did the nukat low boy l'shlume. He doesn't want to pay now. It's like, what's that? What's it called in English? I forgot when in court of law when you try to get him on the second. You can't get it.
Double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy. I think that's the phrase. Very good, Pinchas. You can't get him again. It's done already. So if you want to make good on it, you have to pay. So the Binyan Shlomo writes again. Reb Shlomo of Vilna today. Second, Reb Shlomo of Vilna wants to say a chiddush. I want you guys to get this. He wants to point out that the case is, if you plug in the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Zikis achai, v'chayv is a zakai. Now, what does that mean? Now, zikis achayv means the guy really should have paid. You said he doesn't have to pay. That was the example Rashi was commenting on. Now, what about the other one? Where you were mezaka the what? You're is a zakai. Now the guy really was supposed to be innocent. You made him pay. So the Binyan Shlomo wants to say, if that was done already, that's what we're talking about. But if you catch yourself after you made the mistake, before a transfer of payment was made, then the dying can be chosu the din and change his psak. I want you to get that diuk down.
So it's like the Gemara said.
No, meaning you're saying it has to be chlor like Rav Chista, you mean? It has to be chlor like Rav Chista. Rav Chista was talking about a case, Rav Chista commented the Mishnah where the money was given, the dying took the money himself.
And he gave it to someone else.
He took it from X and put it to Y. He actually did that.
Yeah.
So, in other words, Pinchas is saying it's much like Rav Chista. What's the difference of that and Rav Chista? Okay, I hear you. He's saying it's exactly like Rav Chista, in a sense, that the money was given over. Okay, could be.
The same concept, the transfer makes it like...
Yeah, it makes it final. But I'm saying if you make a mistake, though, and you caught your mistake, then you could change the din. It's not too late.
It's like Rav Chista said. That's the difference.
Okay, I hear you. That's what he's saying. Pshat is very similar to Rav Chista. That's what it seems. But if you look in the tour in Simon Chaf Hei and the Rosh... And there, in fourth parak, Simon Hay says, no. Pashup shot is that the dying makes a mistake with Shikla Das, it means it's Nikba B'dibor. Halacha L'maisa. Once you say B'dibor, you're done. Even if there's been no money transfer. So, basically, Pinchas pointed out that's against Rav Chista. So the Shach rereads, and he says, even according to the Rosh, it means if there was a money transfer. Okay, but we got to think about that more, if it's the same, but it's a good point. It's a good point. What emerges here is that you can have, like we had yesterday, two types of any odeya from the Rav. You don't know what's flying. Or any odeya means, I just don't know where to go. You can also have, two types of shikoladas. Two types of tolls. You have tolls against the Mishnah and tolls against shikoladas. Okay, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow. Let's now go. I want to discuss the Thanksgiving now.
You want me to record this?
Yeah. Why not? Okay. You got to go, Steven?
Yeah.
Okay. You got class now, right?
What?
You have class?
I have an appointment.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we'll continue this sugi tomorrow. There is a Tosis later on Mubez I gave you, that discusses the topic called Chukas Hagoyim. We know that there's a pasuk in Chumash, I believe it's in Parshas B'chukosai, it says in B'chukosayim lo seleichu. The Targum Unglos translate that as being behaviorism. He says Hanhagis. The lashon of the Targum Unclus is beside. Do you have it there in the computer, Jacob? The Targum Unclus. I think his lashon is Hanhagis lo seleichem. Targum Unclus. You have it there? Oh, you don't have it on the computer?
No, because it's
which one? Okay, it says we have to. You look on the pasuk chusem lo seleichem. The Targum Unclus says Hanhagis, behaviorisms, and therefore we have this din of what Hanhagis. That we as the Jewish people have to what? Have to follow Lamaisa, what it says in the Shas, in the Medrash, and not follow behaviors to be like non-Jews. Okay? The Ma'arik has a phrase. The Ma'arik's phrase is, Halacha Lamais says that we have to make sure that we are what? We are considered to be not following as non-Jews, and therefore we have to be different because of that. And therefore, the Ma'arik points out the Ramah Paskins in your day. Can a Jewish doctor wear a white jacket? Non-Jewish doctors wear a jacket. And he writes Beferish that it's permissible. Why? Because when a Jewish doctor wears the white jacket, he's not trying to be like a non-Jewish doctor. That's the profession. And Tosfos says here on Nun Beis Mit Beis that if it's written in the Tanakh, Halacha L'maaseh, and it's a chok, and this is what Tosfos points out. Tosfos says there's two types of chok. There's a chok L'avodah Zarah, and there's a chok that is not connected to Avodah Zarah. A chok that's slow L'shem Avodah Zarah. If it's connected with Avodah Zarah, even if it's written in the Torah, we can't do it. Let's say non-Jews start taking palm branches and serving idols with that. Can we shake it on Sukkos? No. Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah. Usher. It's written in the Torah, it doesn't make a difference. But a chok that is not l'shem Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says, if it's written in the Torah, we can do it. Because the reason why we're doing it is because it's written in the Torah. Kasav b'yaraisa, it's mutter. So Tosfos develops, there are two types of choks. There's a chok connected to Avodah Zarah, the chok that's disconnected to Avodah Zarah. And if it's written in the Tanakh, the second one, it's mutter. They used to burn the clothes of kings when they would die to show that the clothes are worthless now that this king has died. They did that for non-Jewish kings. But we do it because it's written in the Tanakh. It's not Malkushu L'Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos has this chiddush. So the Ramah paskens like that Ma'arik and says that a Jewish doctor can wear a white jacket, not a problem. But the Vilna Gaon argues. And the Vilna Gaon says, not true. The Vilna Gaon says a Jewish doctor cannot wear a white jacket. Does it say it anywhere in Shas that a Jewish doctor has to wear a jacket? A white jacket? No. Why are you doing it? Says the Vilna Gaon. Why are you doing it? Must be you're trying to imitate the non-Jewish men. And since you're imitating the non-Jewish men, it's also. And the Vilna Gaon prohibited it. And that's why the Chai Adam quotes the Vilna Gaon that he got rid of the practice in Vilna that on Shavuos, many people put flowers in the shuls to emulate the beautiful foliage that was in Har Sinai when Hashem gave us the Torah. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon got rid of the minute because they do that in the churches. Doesn't say it in the halach anywhere that we have to do that on Shavuos. They're midrashim that the foliage was beautiful. But there's nowhere halach l'maaseh that there's a shas, a gemara, or a medrash that says we have to do it.
Even it did, according to the first Tosfos, it's in the church now, it's Avodah Zarah. So.
Right, but l'maaseh, but halach l'maaseh, according to Tosfos l'maaseh, we're not doing that. We're not doing it for that.
Right.
We're not doing it for that. But the truth of the matter is, you're making a good point. But let's say it wasn't Makusha with their service, let's say. Even if they put in their church, it wasn't Makusha with their service. So he wouldn't say it's a chok l'avodah zarah. It wasn't like taking the palm branch and serving their deity. So l'maaseh, the Vilna Gaon was mevatel that minute. Now in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the Ramah. We do dress it up because it doesn't say halacha. I'm not doing it to be like what? To be like the churches. I'm doing it because the Medrash says I want to emulate what was done in Har Sinai. So halacha l'maaseh, if you hold, one nafkamini is the rofim, the me'il shel rofe. The other nafkamini is what? Is prochim, let's say, the Beit Knesset, halacha l'maaseh. Because according to the Ran, Tosfos has two tracks. According to the Ran in Avodah Zarah says, if it's Mekusher, la Avodah Zarah, it's Usher. And if you have no rhyme and reason for doing something, then obviously, if you look at the history of it, I bet it's Mekusher with Avodah Zarah. See, Tosfos has two tracks. The Ran says, only thing that's Mekusher with Avodah Zarah is Usher. And the Ran says, well, if you don't know why it's done, I bet you, if you do the proper research, you'll see it's Mekusha L'Avodah Zarah. So it could be that the white jackets have nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah, that's why it would be mutter. Whereas according to Tosfos, there's a second chok, Shalom L'Shem Avodah Zarah, that's usher. Aye, is it written anywhere in Tanakh that a doctor is a white? No. So why are you doing it? So the push-up shot is that the Ma'arik, in the Ma'arik and the Ran, there are more pastors like them, and that's why they allow what? They allow the white jackets. That's why they allow the flowers. If you hold like the Tosfos, you're going to have a problem. with the doctor's jacket and with the flowers. Alach l'maisa. Now, this has a lot of ramifications, guys. I mean, why are you getting a certain haircut? A guy wants to look like Michael Jordan. That's usher. That's mamash usher. You want to get a certain haircut to look like an actor? That's mamash usher. You want to get sneakers to look like a certain athlete? That should be a problem. It's not a kushal of unobserved lesson of ignorance. According to Tice, it's a problem. If you're wearing a tie, because that's a profession, I'm not doing it to look like a what? Look like a non-Jewish person, then you could say like the Ma'arik, it's mutter. But if you help the Ran and Ma'arik, but you hold like Tice, maybe it's a problem. That's why some Hasidim don't wear ties. Because of that issue. But that's if you hold like Tice. But if you hold like the Ran and the Ma'arik, it should be okay. So I'm not doing it to be like non-Jews. There's a Gemara in the Baba Kama that says, Avlotomos was a minister in the non-Jewish government. He had to have a certain haircut, like the other non-Jewish ministers. In fact, the Kashi, being like them, the Bach asks in the Beis Yosef. Lotomos Klai Yisrael was mutter. He needed to be there to help Klai Yisrael, to be a minister to help the Yidden. He needed to do it for Klai Yisrael, so it was mutter. It's a tremendous chiddush. Seems like, even if it was an Issa the Arisa, Tovus Klai Yisrael, an Issa the Rabbana, we usually say. But the Pashup Shad is doing it with Tovus Klai Yisrael. It's mutter. I mean, this has a lot of ramifications. What about names? What's the Marim Shik? What is Shik short for? Shame Yisrael Kodesh. He dafka wanted that name. Do you know there's a story told, he discusses there. He was friends with a non-Jewish minister. He said, it was a governor. The non-Jewish governor asked him, he says, why do all you name all your babies, you Jewish people, after English names? He said he was embarrassed. And that's how the name Shik developed. That's why I always, if a guy prefers an English name, I call you by your English name. But if you don't have a preference, I always like to call Hebrew. Because that might be a breach of what? What about speaking English? Isn't that a problem also? How do you think Yiddish developed? Yiddish is a German dialect, Jewish dialect of German. Because of the problem of Chukusem Moselechu. Now, when I speak English, or when I have my, and you guys have an English name, you're not doing it to be like a Nazir. That's the way we communicate. But there are some posts when the Taka said it was a problem. Because the Gemara has Seamus Muhakin, that there were Jews that had Greek names that wrote Gittin. So obviously they had Greek names, because they weren't trying to be like non-Jews. But to that degree, the discussion comes up. So when you talk about the observance of Thanksgiving, what do you say about that based on what we just presented? So if you're doing the Thanksgiving because you want to be with your family, and you're doing it for a kibbut aveim, or a kibbut of your grandparents, and whatever, you play ball beforehand to be with the family, and even if you have an element of thanking a Kaddish Baruch Hu, like our Moshe writes in the Tshuva, is that it's a Medina Shel Bracha. America is a Medina Shel Chesed. We can serve Hashem freely. We have to have a Karsa Tov to them also as well. So that's fine. But if you say that I'm eating the turkey just dafka to be like a non-Jew, then maybe that's a problem. But most guys don't do that. So you have to fall back on the Ma'arik and Ram, or say it's mutter. I'm not doing it. The behaviorism is not to be like the non-Jew. There's an alternative motive behind it. The alternative motive is to be with your family and to show a Karsa Tov. And for that, Lamaisa, you could say you follow the Ran and the Ma'arik, and therefore that would what? That would make it permissible. Now, when you get married and get old, you don't want to have it. That's your own choice. That's fine. But to cause a whole machlokes and be disrespectful, especially based on what we're saying, that you have shittas, then maybe it's okay. Now, some want to say that maybe in the root of it, there is some type of Christian origin. So, Lamaisa, that's not why you're doing it, Lamaisa. It's not why you're doing it. The eating of the turkey that non-Jews do is not a practice of what? It's not considered to be a practice of their religion. The question is, I want to get to now, is what about turkey itself? We'll close with this. What about eating turkey? Is turkey kosher? Might be delicious, but is it kosher? So,
like stop, like any day.
It's interesting, yeah. Is turkey kosher? When you talk about animals, you know, chewing cud and split hooves is the simen in the Torah. You talk about fish, the Torah says fins and scales. Talk about birds, the Torah doesn't give any rules. The Torah lists off 24 birds that are problematic. So in the Chumash, you don't have anything but fish. But in Shas, you do have with Rashi. Rashi in Chulin on Pei Vav says you need to have a mesora that a bird is kosher. Ramah quotes this Rashi. Question is, did the mesora develop? You know, from the, you know, it was brought over, the new world bird, turkey. Happens to be that, I think, Eretz Medina Yisrael is the highest export of turkey. So number one is, you need a mesora. Okay, Pashup Shat, the question is, can you develop that there was a mesora? Okay, but what you do need, the Mishnayos say, Mishnah says in Chul, you need four simanim that a bird is kosher. Number one, it cannot be a predator, like a hawk, an eagle, a falcon, right? The reason why I probably think of those three birds because of football teams, probably, right? But Lamaisa, it cannot be Shalom, Yochal, it can't eat Shar, Rios. If it's a predator, you know, like a vulture, any predator is puzzle, is not kosher bird, number one. Number two, it has to have a peelable gizzard. Peelable gizzard. Ask me what that is, I have no idea. Okay, so we're right. Peelable gizzard. Okay, it's a peelable gizzard. Number three, it has to have a crop. The crop is this. You know the birds have that crop? It's called a zekef. Zephic. A zephic. It's a crop. You know, it has the birds have this crop here? Like a big Adam's apple, kind of like.
Yeah, I thought that was
the
gizzard.
No, 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 I don't think so.
The gizzard is above the stomach. It crushes the food.
It's above the stomach. And what's number four? An extra toe, right? It has to have a regal, no saf. The turkey has all four of these. It's not a predator. It's a has a peelable gizzard. It has a crop and has extra toe. Question is, does it have the mesorah? So, most Gedolim and Poskim do Machsha turkey. I do want to tell you, Rav David Lifshitz Zatzal, who was a great Rosh Yeshiva here, did not eat turkey. They say Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal also did not eat turkey. And I think Rav Shefta Shlita has a chum, he doesn't eat turkey either.
Does Rav Shefta eat meat in general?
I think so, but Lamaisa, you have to realize that it's a chumrah. We don't treat it like it's ham, that it would not, then you could never eat it at someone's kalim. So it's a chumrah. But usually Rove Poskim say it's okay. And so you also shouldn't say all of a sudden you're going to take a chumrah and get out of this. So we have to use our seichel when you deal with things. When you get married and have kids, you don't want to have your own. Okay, that's fine. But based on the analysis, like you always say in halacha, you have to go through it in lomdus. Is this really a problem with chukas hakohen? So we want to present based on the Ram and Marik. It's really not because we're not doing it to be like that. Do we paskin? We paskin like the Ramah. I mean, if you hold like the Gaon, maybe it is a problem. Because the Gaon said a doctor can't wear a white jacket. The Gaon was mavatal the flowers. Maybe the Gaon would say you shouldn't have the Thanksgiving meal because most of Americans not Jewish also have the meal. Now, the Ramban has a point that any day where there's a special Suda celebrated, it's also a problem. Now, Rav Moshe is quoted, and there's a special Torah journal called Am HaTorah. They printed a tshuva of Rav Moshe, it was not a Negros Moshe, about Thanksgiving, and that Ramban was quoted. Now, there's no bigger day of the year that has a special meal, right, than Thanksgiving. So according to Rav Moshe, Lechura should be problematic. But they say the Rav Zatzal said that he gave Shir on Thanksgiving. We don't have Shir on Thanksgiving. We have Shir tomorrow, guys, so I want you to make sure we learn Shark tomorrow, okay? We have regular Seder and regular Shir. There's a Shem. We'll start that Sugya Pshara. But they say, I guess he gave Shir on Thanksgiving morning. He closed the Gemara and he said, we'll go home and have turkey. So obviously he must have observed the Thanksgiving. So Rav Moshe wasn't so happy about it, but the Rav said it was mutter. Based on what we're saying with this Machlais Tais and the Ran, against our Taisis, but we go like the Ran, Lechurit should be what? Lechurit should be okay. So we have to keep that in mind. Again, we always stress, you got to be respectful. They have different opinions. And if someone, you know, does it, that's fine, and you don't. If you do it and someone else does, you shouldn't mock him either. There shouldn't be people that mock each other. Very important. And we should respect everyone's dais. But as I said, we're responsible as B'nai Torah and budding Lamdanim, Talmidei Chacham, that want to explore the Shas to see what it says. There are two sugyas in Shas about it. Nimbezim and Bezim Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph and Aleph in Avodah Zorah. What it's doing here was the discussion of Sayyaf. A person that commits murder, how do you do it? You give him the scythe with the sword. So that's what the non-Jews used to do. So is that a breach of Kuksam Losalech? Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. You guys got to run, right? So.